This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Tonight we're talking about nostalgia, that warm, fuzzy feeling about the past that often overlooks the true story. One of our favorite ways to infuse a little nostalgia into the study of history is through historical interpretation. So if you've been on a school field trip or been to a museum, you've seen this. Some lady dressed as a pilgrim is churning butter. A wily old lumberjack tells you about life in the logging camp. We know that from here in Grand Rapids. We try to celebrate the best of the past, ignoring the parts that don't translate. But despite the best of intentions, it doesn't always go well. For instance, let's look in on this school field trip to the museum.
Okay, class, settle down. Now, you may not have realized it, but that school bus that brought us here to the museum was actually a time machine. And now we have a very special guest joining us all the way from Washington, D.C.
Greetings, children. I'm President Abraham Lincoln. What a joyous occasion. Our Union won the Battle of Gettysburg and completed the Siege of Vicksburg, all on this day, the 4th of July, 1863. I'm so glad you could join me for this celebration.
Hey, President Lincoln, do you like the theater?
Billy, be respectful.
That's quite all right, ma'am. I happen to love the theater. This being 1863, I have no reason not to enjoy the theater at this time.
How come your voice is all squeaky and high-pitched? Presidents are supposed to sound like Morgan Freeman.
I'm not familiar with that name, though I'm pretty fond of freeing men. Actually, this is my real voice. I am president during a time when most Americans read about politics in the newspapers, which means they have yet to form any perceptual biases about the pitch and timbre of a presidential voice. Because it's 1863, and I'm President Abraham Lincoln.
It's hard out there for a historical interpreter. Now let's try it again, only this time we'll meet a local historical figure. Now in 1960, the Itasca County Historical Society published a book by James Rotzalk entitled Mines, Pines, and Lakes, The Story of Itasca County, Minnesota. In this book, characters who populated the county over its history, among them Sam Christie, hung around with the loggers and prospectors here in the 1880s.
You heard the man. Now we're going to meet an authentic woodsman, Sam Christie. Let's all say, hello, Mr. Christie.
Hello, Mr.
Keep your trap shut. Don't listen to that old battle axe.
Mister, what's wrong with your face?
Now, that's not very nice, but this battle axe will allow the question since she's only 37.
Don't mind, common question. Back in Maine, some jack threw vitriol at my face after I engaged in some jiggery-pokery with his fiancé.
Wow, what's vitriol?
Great question. Sulfuric acid, often used in the textile industry. It can kill you, but it didn't kill me.
Okay. I think we can change the subject. So, you worked at a logging camp?
Yeah, but I was mostly known for my drinking and fighting. I'd start each night with a quart of whiskey before I went out drinking.
Are you an alcoholic?
I'm not familiar with that word, but I sure got shot and stabbed a lot. You want to hear another story?
Yeah.
One night, Pig Eye Kelly shot me clear through the chest at Sherry's Saloon. Some fellow whittled an oak stick and plugged the hole so I didn't bleed out. Took 2 days to haul me to the doctor in Aiken.
Oh, geez, this is going to end in a school alert.
One time at Hayes Landing, a cook cut me ear to ear. They put me in a canoe for La Prairie, figuring me for dead. But halfway there, I woke up screaming like a banshee. The fellas paddling jumped into the river afeard. I paddled myself to the doctor.
You ever wonder why everyone wanted you dead?
I don't know. Bad luck, I guess. Anyway, in 1889, Steve Hicks cleaved my skull with a barn scraper. That was that. Folks say my death paved the way for the civilization of Itasca County.
Wow.
Teacher, teacher, this is the best field trip ever.
Will this be on the standardized tests?
No, this is not standard curriculum.
Sometimes history is better left in the past. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio.